Our National Geographic NPR series, The Geographic Century, begins this week with writer Peter Matheson, whose book, The Snow Leopard, won a National Book Award 20 years ago. It's the story of trekking through Nepal following a German-born researcher, a man named George Schaller. Schaller was searching for the snow leopard and for Himalayan blue sheep. In camp, at night, for diversion, they fooled with poetry, Matheson says, even the demanding Japanese form, called haiku.
I got him to write haiku, and it was because he ran out of reading material, but I was rather surprised. I was writing haiku myself, and I liked his haiku better than mine.
Indeed, the biologist, Schaller, writes prolifically. 11 books in print, and he won a National Book Award 6 years before Peter Matheson got his. Despite that, Dr. Schaller really only dabbles at writing. He's a naturalist scientist who conducts wildlife research, easily as accomplished in the field as at a desk. The president of Conservation International, Russ Mittermeier, calls George Schaller possibly the premier field biologist of this century.
What George has done, quite simply, is picked some of the most interesting, most charismatic megavertebrates, large mammals. Many of them people thought were unstudiable in the wild, and he went out and he studied them.
I'm an explorer and discoverer in the intellectual realm, not so much in the physical one.
He's being modest. George Schaller's physical exploits have been and are extraordinary. In the Amazon, he was the first person to do intensive research on the South American jaguar. On other continents, his subjects have included lions, tigers, giant pandas. And as an intellectual, he's gone on to write classic studies of most of them.
I think most naturalists started being interested as children.
His mother was American, his father a German diplomat. George came to the U.S. as a boy after World War II and lived in Missouri. When he joined a cousin on a trip down the Yukon River, the open spaces and abundant wildlife of Alaska lured him there for college. He got a Ph.D. from the University of Wisconsin, and then an early interest in birds led to bigger things. Russ Mittermeier.
Diane Fossey gets a lot of the credit for having done the mountain gorilla work, but George was the first one who went up into the Virunga volcanoes on the Zaire and showed that you could actually watch these animals and not be torn asunder by them.
And that was a marvelous experience because here you have a reputedly belligerent, dangerous, large ape, which turned out to be very gentle, readily approachable if you did it alone and quietly.
He had outdoor aptitudes, and he learned to develop them with a range of skills in a range of places that perhaps no other field scientist could match. India for tigers, then Tanzania to study lions, Pakistan for snow leopards, Brazil for jaguars. British biologist John Hare is an explorer himself who had decades of experience already when Schaller hitched a ride on a Mongolia expedition a few years ago. And on that journey, Hare watched Schaller, trying to learn to notice things the way he does.
I've been with African trackers, and they are remarkable. It's that sort of capacity for incredible observational skills built on a lot of experience. To you, you just see grass and everything. To he, so somebody like him, is seeing where animals have crisscrossed and when they crisscrossed. And that's really what I'm talking about, fieldcraft.
Fieldcraft aside, much of Dr. Schaller's work now takes place at the office. His official title is Science Director for the Wildlife Conservation Society, which means making speeches, raising money and consciousness for the preservation of animals and their habitats. Still, he continues to plan and carry out field research, aided by modern-day conveniences, planes, trucks, computers even. Does all that help?
I much prefer crossing the Tibetan Plateau by unbacturing camels or on yaks or in some other old-fashioned way that's slow where you can smell and see and feel the environment.
Do you use your sense of smell when you're in the forest?
Some things you can certainly smell. You can take a musk deer dropping and you can smell whether it's made by male or female.
Can you smell a tiger?
Oh, yeah. Tiger scent mark. And you can smell a fresh scent mark from 15 feet away.
Field research sounds romantic, Dr. Schaller says, and sometimes is. The years in East Africa, glorious. But somehow, field science is not glorious enough to lure others the way he would want. Dr. Schaller counts as his greatest accomplishment the student naturalists he's helped train and inspire, many of them in foreign countries. His greatest challenge, he says, is to inspire even more.
You know, so much natural history now is done with computers and remote sensing that I think naturalists are becoming an endangered species. And the more people you can get out into the field, the better chance there are that these areas will survive.
How long are you going to go on exploring and being in the field?
Well, I'm 66, which I consider reasonably young. As long as you're fit and have the mental stamina, there's no problem to keep going.
Haiku now, by field biologist and writer Dr. George Schaller. Cloud men. Beneath loads, a dark line of tracks in the snow. Suddenly, nothing.